And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we'll have a kind of a tricky quiz question for you today, so I may have to guide you toward the ultimate truth in the answer to that. That will come, as usual, right around 12:30 or so. And in the meantime, we can perhaps demystify some music at hand. With me is pianist Ying Li, who's performing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tomorrow night, and welcome to the midday.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First visit to the midday, first visit to Madison, first visit to Wisconsin.
Yes, that's right.
But I guess you've buzzed around the United States quite a bit by now from your resume.
Yeah, I was actually just coming from Arizona, from Phoenix on Tuesday, and on Sunday I'll be at Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, the life of a pianist.
Yes.
What were you what were you doing in Phoenix?
I actually did a very fun concert with piano duos. So it was two pianists, me and my colleague together. We had a variety of program. Both of us offered solo piano repertoire, as well as four hands on one piano, as well as two pianos.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we had, yeah, pretty much everything you can do with eight hands. I mean, four hands, but like 20 fingers.
Yeah, who's counting? And a lot of outgoing, might even say boisterous repertory for that combination of four hands and two pianos.
Yeah, a lot of arrangements. Pretty much with 20 fingers and two pianos, you can get every sound you want on the pianos.
Well, Robert Schumann, it was said, wanted to get the entire sound of the orchestra into the two hands of the pianist. Is that your experience when you perform this concerto you're going to be performing tomorrow night?
Yes, very much. Schumann, as we know, his pretty much a piano guy. He wrote so much exclusively for piano solo, all the beautiful sets, Waltzen, and from like beautiful child's books, child scenery, forest scenery, everything. And this, however, he only wrote one piano concerto. This guy's written over 50, 60 piano solo pieces or chamber music involving piano or songs, leaders, but then only one piano concerto. Isn't that interesting to think about? And I always feel like the reason why is he really kept the essence of what piano and string players, what the sound, what the sonority can create to the best to be preserved for this one piece. And this in three movements really tells a story of love, of course, because he's always writing everything for his wife, Clara. Really tells a story of love, really shows the, I think, versatility of the instrument of piano, and of course the capacity of a pianist who's playing it. So it's going to be a great show tomorrow for sure. Yeah.
And before I forget, that concert is going to be tomorrow evening at 7:30, Capitol Theater, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, with Andrew Sewell conducting, featuring the Entr'acte, an oft-heard piece these days by Caroline Shaw, and also Beethoven's Symphony No. 4, and in the middle, the Schumann Piano Concerto in A minor with Ying Li. And, talk us through this, the progression of this love, then, as we go movement by movement.
Yeah, so we know the famous story. If you might not have heard, there's Robert writing love letters through piano to Clara, his future wife. And all of these melodies are just so beautiful because at the time, Robert couldn't see Clara very much because Clara's father didn't want them to get married for a while. And afterwards, they had different problems because Clara was a very successful touring pianist. She was actually the first figure female touring pianist in history.
Composer, too.
And unfortunately, Robert broke his hand, which actually enhanced his fascination with technology or like enhancement, because he created a device that eventually broke his fingers. So he turned into composition. And all of this love, all of the passion, all of the frustration, everything you hear in the movement, especially in this concerto, three movements, you really go through everything in life. I think there's vulnerable parts. There's also confidence, triumph. There's also that just pouring tenderness into it. Right from the beginning, you would think the opening phrase, it's like groundbreaking. However, only lasts about 5 seconds. And then it goes into this beautiful woodwind solo, and it's so beautiful. And then it's interesting to think that the first presentation of the melody of the first movement, the most important thing, is delivered by a woodwind instrument, and that
rather than the piano.
Exactly. That tells that he loved the sound from the orchestra. He loved the sound. And then the second statement, when the piano takes over, and then it goes on. So it's basically the orchestra's inviting the piano to join, rather than the piano is telling us, I'm here, I'm the leader. So I think also that serves the idea. The whole ideal of this concerto is that Robert is trying to find the way to have this concerto more of a chamber, a grandeur chambers piece ensemble. And I think with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, it's perfect, because I just feel like I'm right in the middle of the orchestra, rather than I'm like out front all the time. And then that interplay between, like, you know, melodies tossing out from piano and the orchestra, it's always the, it's something, you know, you can hear very clearly.
All right, we'll hear some of the beginning of the Schumann Piano Concerto in A Minor, in a performance featuring Hélène Grimaud. Some of the first movement there of that piano concerto, and everything you said, gosh, came true, with the powerful statement and then this wonderfully romantic quality to it coming through. And so, as we get to the second movement.
Second movement is very unique, because we just heard the first movement. It's like piano breaking the grounds, and then the clarinet takes over, and then piano takes over the same melody, but then the whole orchestra joins. Second movement, he turns that away around, where it's right in the beginning, it's a question, it's tossing off, and it's a continuation of the melody that between that goes between piano and orchestra, and it's almost like a little humorous, but a little bit also like asking, almost like, how is it sounding? Am I doing it right? Almost like Robert or anyone in love is always questioning what I can do better. As am I doing enough? Or how true is it? But then in the middle of the second movement, it's really, there's a beautiful cello solo. It's just love pouring. Yeah.
Well, we'll hear that entire second movement from this piano concerto in A minor. Now, that you have to blame on Robert Schumann, because he does run the movements together, doesn't he? And he does that because he didn't, correct me if I'm wrong, Yingli, but he just didn't like people applauding in between movements?
Yes, I think so. At the time, it's a lot of times that's what happens. The second goes to the third, almost like attacca style anyways, yeah. But we heard a change of that major and minor, which is something that he always loved doing. And of course, we just heard the beautiful cello solo. And in the beginning, there's like the melody between piano and orchestra. It's really a chamber piece. I would imagine it to be the quintet, extension of the piano quintet. Yeah.
All right. And so as we get into this third movement, which has a fanfare quality to it, despite the run through from the second movement.
Yeah. And despite a fanfare quality, and also something I think really here at the finale, you can say we've gone through a lot of different sides of how he shows love. Here it's where love can get a little rhapsodic and can be a little bit, you know, it's full of confidence. Someone's very into it, so passionate. You will hear that through this very, very strong dance feeling, and then also very triumphant. Thank you.
And that's all we have time for that today. That was Aline Grimaud, but if you'd like to hear the entire Schumann Piano Concerto in A Minor with my guest, Ying Li, performing, it's with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tomorrow night at the Capitol Theater in Madison, and the concert features works by Carolyn Shaw and also by Beethoven, as well as the Schumann Piano Concerto in A Minor. And pleasant to meet you, and will be pleasant to watch you in action, too.
Thank you so much for having me here. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.